Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Elder Pokonsi, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon, Zamaf. How are you?
Very well, man. Very well, thank you. It's been a minute. How are you doing?
Ah, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm blessed. I'm good, actually.
fantastic, man. Great to have you on the show today. It's a Monday, by the way, so I hope your weekend was good.
Oh, it's a Monday. Joking. No, thank you for that.
Yeah, I hope your weekend was good. That's what I'm checking.
Super good. The week is good. Yeah.
Fantastic, man. Now we are, you know, today's lesson, talking of growing in a Christian walk by sharing the good news of the gospel. Please do take us through today's lesson, Sam.
You know, one of the identifying marks of Christianity is that of love. The whole Bible is built upon the principle of love.
Yeah.
And I believe that we'll be sharing about the ministry of sharing, acknowledging that the gospel itself is about sharing practically. And so we find that Christ actually challenges us to grow by sharing. Failure to love as a Christian is failure to you having received the in-depth of what the gospel is supposed to direct you to be in life. So by Christ challenging us to grow by sharing, basically he's challenging us to grow by sharing love to the world. The more we love each other, the more the world will witness and testify that surely we have been in Christ Jesus. The problem as Christian is that we withhold so much, you know, to such that we are tendering to not living a fulfilled life, given what the gospel says. Oftentimes we'll encounter where Christ will talk about the kingdom of heaven is like this, the kingdom of heaven is like this. And in most cases, you'll find that the kingdom of heaven is about growth. You know, something that does not grow is dead.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's the truth of the matter. Mm. And he expects us to grow in all facets of life, be it mental, be it physical, be it spiritual. And by sharing, we encounter what Christ has shown to us, by which all heaven shared its precious gifts through Christ Jesus. So sharing in itself, it's more of a signature of gratitude to what heaven has done for us, you know, as Christians. So sharing itself is an attribute of hospitality. Share, it's a gift of opportunity to receive God's blessing, right? To withhold from sharing, you actually shining or creating boundaries for God's blessings to come upon you. Because oftentimes we withhold in failing to trust in God what he's able to do for us. So we would rather keep and keep and failure to lose.
Yep.
You know what scripture says in Proverbs chapter 11, 24, 26, it says that there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Right? So the more you in God's kingdom, the more you scatter, the more you share, it actually tendeth to increase in life. But the more you withhold, you withhold more than is meat, it we told that you're actually tendering yourself to poverty, right? And so we find that simply by sharing, which is one of the attributes of the gospel, you actually increase by living a fulfilled life. Not to say that, you know, we find non-Christians who share.
Yeah.
And, and what will one say about that? We also learn from scriptures that the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance, right?
Yes.
At oftentimes God will move the hearts, of non-believers, to share, and by such it should become a gospel to them that will convince them, to repentance, to accept the one who gives them, as an opportunity to give more.
Yes.
The other points about sharing, right? We find that the early disciples, after receiving the Holy Spirit, right? Scriptures tells us that when they gathered, having received the early rain in the book of Acts chapter 4, we told that they were all in one heart, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them, right? So they had the gift of sharing to such that none was left with a need, right? All needs were met. So that's the beauty aspect of being part of a church. And you'll hardly find, churches that will practice the spirit of sharing. And by the way, you don't wait for an opportunity, to manifest itself for you to share, but you go and search out for an opportunity, to practice the spirit of sharing. And so it is, that sharing, the ministry of sharing gives us a fulfilled life. The ministry of sharing gives us happiness and joy. The ministry of sharing gives us contentment. The ministry of sharing gives us the hope that definitely God is the one who gives me blessings. And with these blessings, I'm able to give to the world. And by sharing, I don't mean that you need to have earthly goods. No, you can also share by the of your time
Oh,
to
yeah.
to those who are in depression. You can share of your time to give hope, to those who are hopeless. You can share of your availability by becoming a helping hand when needs are of great need. So sharing is not about you having earthly goods, but sharing can be of you giving yourself, to those who are of destitute.
Beautiful, man, beautiful. Now, what does it mean to be made alive with Christ?
No, Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation." To be made alive with Christ is to live a fulfilled life in Christ. Made alive with Christ is victory over selfishness. To be made alive with Christ is, where there's selfishness, it is followed by pride and all the lust of the flesh, right? So to be made of alive with Christ is basically living, basically imbuing upon yourself a practical religion, where you become relevant, to society, not only for this world that you do all these things, but also for the world to come. And you don't do all those things because you want to be saved, but you do all these things because you are saved. So the commandments of God are fulfilled simply by righteous living, victory over sin, uplifting the heart, having said, uplifting the hearts of the destitutes, that's what it means to be made alive with Christ. You do all these things because Christ loved you, and thus you reciprocate the love of Christ to those who do not feel the need to live in this world, and thus you make them to find meaning in life, and meaning in life can only be found in Christ. There's so-called solutions here on this earth, but the solution can only be found in Christ. And problems are increasing because people are trying to find solutions in wrong places. But the solution is found in Christ. And we learned that by the example of also of Joseph, by the way, that wherever he was, He uplifted Christ Jesus. Wherever he was, he became relevant. You know, even when he was a servant, even when he was enslaved in Egypt, you know, blessings followed him, you know, wherever he was. And that's what it means, to be made relevant, to be made alive with Christ, to such that you become of great meaning to Christ. You know, problems increase because in most cases good people are quiet, you know, whereas
True.
they could search scriptures, they could search solutions from the scriptures and become real and make those solutions to be of great practical to the world amidst its challenges. You know, as one will say that, you know, let us not be earthly useless but heavenly useful, you know, but heavenly usefulness become starts now. You know, it begins now while we are here on this earth,
True,
you know,
true.
whereas we need to help the world, you know, to know that this is how life needs to be lived. And the gospel is for the rich and for the poor themselves. So we all seeking for happiness amidst this sinful world. We are all seeking for happiness, and happiness can only be get when we are as soon as one is born in Christ. And being born in Christ is a daily thing. It's a daily thing. You know, your yesterday's victories are not your today's victories. Hence Paul says, for I die daily. For I die daily. Learn from the past in order to improve for tomorrow.
Man, beautiful. Now the apostles, they saw Christ with their own eyes. I mean, I'm looking at Acts 2:32. It says, "This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses." So that's what they say there. So they were all witnesses. However, we were not there. How are we also described as witnesses, my elder?
Christ reveals himself, you know, the same Christ that walked, you know, this earth. He said that, "For I will be with you till the end of times." And he says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And he had promised the Holy Spirit that he will use the Holy Spirit as his agent on this earth, you know, to represent, to fully represent him, you know, to fully represent his name. So the power of the Holy Spirit is the power, you know, of Christ through him, you know, to enable us, you know, to have that first ex the first-hand experience which the disciples had, right? You know, in most cases, we will account the works which the disciples had. They did the work of healing. They did the work of touching, and people, the lame walked again. You know, the blind started to see. You know? And I like what Christ said, that, you know, the greatest miracle or sign is not through those things, but the greatest miracle and sign is the change of character. You know, that's the greatest miracle above all signs, you know, because we're told that in the last days, Satan will use the signs and miracles to deceive the world. But there's one thing that he cannot, you know, copy, you know, and that is the character of Christ. You know, the character of Christ is earned, you know, by being in Christ Jesus. And each and everyone has an opportunity to be found in Christ and to be like Christ, to be loving as Christ. You know, when one says that, "Hey, I used to be a very angry person, you know, I'll walk in my home and everyone will be so scared, but now everyone just loves me." That's just the fruit of that. Surely you have been in Christ. "Hey, I used to be a robber, you know, I used to be a thief, you know, it would just be of nature to me to steal, but now I've overcome that habit." That's because of Christ living in you, you know. So the character of Christ being manifested is to such that, you know, I see the evidence of being victorious over sin. You know, even when temptation tries to assail, but I'm able to live above sin in itself, you know. But we are also encouraged by the book of John, says that if one falls, you know, do know that we have an advocate above. And that advocate uplifts you to the state which you have fallen, and to try again and to walk again.
Lastly, my elder, before I let you go, what part do we then have to play in the work of saving souls? What's our part there?
The Great Commission that has been given, that go ye therefore in all parts of the world to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Our part in saving souls is to live like Christ lived, and going back to manifest his character, to be who he was. Right? Then other things like signs and miracles, it's not to us, but it's the Holy Spirit that will tell you and inform you, whenever, if there be a need, right? Because signs and wonders are for unbelievers, right? But, and the time will come, the time may come, right? But, wherever you are, you reveal the love of Christ. And above it all, when we love each other, that's when Christ be lifted high up. I don't know if I'm answering you. Romans chapter 12, verse 13. Sorry, Hebrews 13, verse 16. It says, do not neglect doing good and showing, for such sacrifices God is pleased, right? So we should not neglect on doing good, right? So to do good should be our nature in life. Romans 12 verse 18, it says that, paraphrasing, contributing to the needs of the saints. That was their nature. They contributed to the needs of the saints, each practicing hospitality, right? So, and by such doing, when we practice hospitality, when we meet the needs of the saints by sharing, by showing goodness to each other, by showing so much affection to amongst each other, not empathy but sympathy. Sympathy, it's you doing meeting the needs. Actionably, not empathy is saying, I'm very sorry, I'm praying for you, but you do nothing about it. That empathy itself, showing sorry from a distance, but, as soon as we show love, to each other, Christ be lifted high up. And those who do not know Christ or doubt Christ's presence, they will be impressed, by the love that we show to each other. The world system of today, teaches us to exercise too much of empathy. The social networks teaches us to show so much empathy, by saying sorry via the phone, and that's all, and that's where it ends. And we believe that we've done much. No, not even. We've not even scratched the surface. But we need to show, and love should be shown in action. As soon as love is shown in action by us loving each other, because Christ has first loved us, and thus I will love those who are of my brethren. And by doing so forth, we are actually preaching to the world, the power of the gospel, that this is what the gospel mean, and they will be convinced, and they will come in, they will be convinced by love, only by love. So in this case, in these days, in wrapping up, in these days, you find that we will set up crusades and efforts and all those things, and people will be convinced by the messages that they preach, and they will get baptized, and they will come into the church, and they'll have the membership, details on the book of records. 3 months down the line, they are no longer there. What happens? It's
Hey.
because we have failed to exercise love. And we have martyred. I must put that we are responsible for the loss of those souls by which they should have witnessed love,
Sadly.
in the church.
Sadly, sadly.
Sorry for ending it at a sad note.
My elder, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's been a fantastic afternoon to with you, and hoping that we're going to
Bless
be
you.
speaking to you tomorrow once again. Thank you so much for this afternoon. Blessings to you.
God bless you. Thank you, everyone.
Lovely.
Bye.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.